song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Art. The glue that holds this show together celebrates all day long and into the night. Douglas Dean Duda celebrating his 37th birthday.
Thank God there's a golf tournament at Metal Arc today, like there is every Friday. That way I don't have to go play.
Oh, it's so great. Happy birthday, Doug.
Tiger, really?
Where did you think he was going to be? He's just lurking.
Well, yeah. Four over on his last four holes.
Well, you don't think you'll see him there on Sunday and Monday?
Must have a 10 iron in his bag. Have a little trouble chipping. Yeah, it's a great day. How are you? Nice to see you. How's it going?
How you doing?
What's going on?
You will undoubtedly know the date to the trivia question. When it's asked in 30 years, when was the day that they ran the first races under the lights at Churchill Downs? Did you know that? Racing under the lights tonight, a historic event. 135 years they've raced, I believe, at Churchill Downs. Tonight, the first night under the lights.
Yeah.
Okay. Downs after dark.
Whoopee. Big whoop. Woohoo. Doubleheader at the College World Series today. I'm more excited about that. LSU and Arkansas, Coach Paul Menary will join us here at the bottom of the hour to talk a little baseball, talk about his LSU team that I think everybody's picking. Right now, everybody's on the Go Tiger bandwagon. They are there. They are ready to go. I'm gonna look at the line. What do you think? LSU 4-1 favorite today?
Oh, it wouldn't be 4-1. I think 2.5.
I'll guarantee you it's more than that. And, well, I haven't checked it yet.
We will check it.
Okay, we will check it. Damani Leach from the NCAA, he's kind of a guy that's kind of a bigwig. And I just want to tell you that there's a new experience. There's so many things around Rosenblatt every year that they continue to add. The kids, the fan fest, all the things for the kids. Of course, there's always vendors and beer tents and everything that's expanded up around Rosenblatt Stadium, so I think we should move it. And we're going to talk with Damani Leach about them teaming up with Prime Sports, but a new NCAA experience, especially for the championship series, which gets underway on Monday. So we'll be talking to both of those gentlemen coming up here in the show today. Plus, a lot more going on in the world of sports, more U.S. Open. We'll keep you up to date on the leaderboard, which is going to get wacky and change. And you've got amateurs up there, and you've got all those people that on day one shot a good round that by the time the early portion of round three comes around, you won't even know that they're on the golf course anymore. Scott Kucheski, 2 over through three this morning, so not a good start for him, playing in his second major, the Ralston graduate and Omaha native. So all that coming up on the show today. The Dent Popper inbox wide open, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget to go vote on our, or I guess it's not even a vote today, it's answering our Sun Heat poll question on the website at ESPNSuperstation.com, whether you, what your level of interest really is in the College World Series, whether you've attended, whether you pay attention to all the games on the radio or TV, or whether you're not a big fan of it at all. Go on and vote, and we'll have that a result for you later on as well. So that's where we're at right now. And Daddy, looks like the NCAA in its infinite wisdom is going to take 14 wins away from Bobby Bowden, which means he'll never have a chance to pass Joe Paterno.
See, I don't know how they or why they think that's such a great way to punish a school, because they've played the games. The games are recorded. The scores are recorded. I don't know how you can take that away. I don't understand that thinking that's a just punishment. I guess I just don't get it. Am I that far out on that? If you're going to do something that happened four or five, however many years ago, like it didn't exist, if you find rules violations, I think taking scholarships away, hey, I know you're punishing a different group of kids. That's just the way it goes. But to take wins away, I don't take away. Okay, you were nine and three. That those nine wins didn't happen. Okay, so do you go back and you change your yearbook? Do you change the media guide the next year?
Do the teams you played get that as a win?
Well, I don't know. You see, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And we may get into this a little bit later on in the show. And I've been trying to think of why I even feel this way. But, again, sport is bigger than the United States justice system. This time with Dante Stallworth. I don't understand, and we can get into this, and maybe we'll just throw the topic out for a second here before Damani Leach joins us from the NCAA. But if what good does it do to suspend Dante Stallworth for 8 games, a year, 2 years? Who's that benefiting? The Cleveland Browns by saving them a paycheck? Who's it benefiting? I don't get it. I don't understand. The United States justice system has handed out their penalty. And I don't care if you're a football player, a soccer player, a tennis player, a basketball player. The United States justice system has handed out their penalty. All of a sudden, the National Football League is bigger than the United States justice system?
Tony,
I'm serious. If you go, I mean, this is a little off base to start the show.
You just said who saved
you? You go to prison for whatever, tax evasion, let's say, something that didn't hurt somebody, you know, whatever. I'm just picking that. And you spend a couple years in jail. When you come back out, aren't you expected to be put back into society to find a job and get back into...
Be a productive member.
Evidently, Dante Stallworth is not. You know what? If you want to penalize him, Yankees game check. Give the game check to somebody. Make him play. What good does it do having him sit on the sidelines? Play. Take his paycheck. Give it to somebody. Give it to charities. Give it to organizations.
Well, give it to the family.
No, you don't have to do that because they've already settled. So give it somewhere.
But he's got to have that money from somewhere.
Give it somewhere that can do some good. And I just, you know, nobody is on that thought right now. And I guess I'd just like to hear what some of the folks think out there. 888-455-ESPN. We'll touch on that maybe more in the second half of the show. But the Dent Popper inbox, always open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, College World Series doubleheader today here on ESPN Radio. Quick thoughts on that, Daddy. Arkansas, LSU, we touched on. And then tonight, Arizona State, Texas. Arizona State fell behind and then just exploded. Of course, North Carolina couldn't throw strikes last night.
Well, yeah, and I think you've got the two teams in the catbird seat just waiting for the lack of pitching those other two teams have. Texas and LSU are prohibitive favorites tonight. You got to think that maybe the momentum rolls over, maybe a little bit from last night's game because Arizona State caught fire late in that game.
Well, if Texas and or LSU win, they advance to the best of three finals starting Monday. If Arkansas and or Arizona State win, we'll have more baseball tomorrow. But no matter what, there's going to be great baseball continuing at Rosenblatt Stadium and here on ESPN Radio. And right now, we are pleased to be joined by the Associate Director for Baseball at the NCAA, Damani Leach, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damani, thanks for giving us some time, and good morning.
Not a problem. Good morning to you guys. It's good to be with you.
Well, we are, I would say, halfway home. We've got four teams left here in the College World Series. It looks like great crowds again. I had a chance to be down there for a couple of days, as always, and we're seeing some competitive baseball. You have to be, again, happy with what's going on in Omaha.
Very pleased, as you said. The games have been great. We've been pretty much rain-free. Crowd attendance is up. Folks are watching at home on television. So no matter how you slice it, things have been great this year.
Damani, obviously the fan experience is something you guys have heightened over the years and in the area around Rosenblatt Stadium. How big was the fan experience in consideration to moving it to a new ballpark, and what you want to do there, a consideration in getting that new ballpark?
It was pretty significant. You know, this event has been in Omaha for 60 years and has really grown tremendously in large part due to the support we've received from the fans here in Omaha as well as around the country. So in every decision we make that's going to impact the series, we put the fans first in trying to think about how it's going to impact them, regardless of what it is. So when we were making significant decisions about the stadium and the future direction of this event in Omaha, how it's going to impact the fans was a paramount concern.
And one of the reasons we're chatting with Damani Leach this morning is a new experience that's going to be going on at the College World Series. It's the first ever official pregame event, the NCAA experience. I guess, Damani, tell the folks what they can expect, and everybody can be a part of this for the championships.
They can, and it, you know, again, we've been here for so long. It's more than just baseball. It's become a cultural experience. And try to add to the menu of opportunities that fans have to experience in and around the game. We start the event off with opening ceremonies and want to continue to offer fans opportunities to do things related to the College World Series. And this is just one of those things. The NCAA experience is our really first ever official NCAA pregame party we're going to have during the CWS finals on Monday and Tuesday and possibly Wednesday if we go that far. Giving fans an opportunity to relax in a good air-conditioned environment, and there'll be television and food and games to watch during the pregame. It'll be really exciting. We're excited to offer that to fans this year.
Now, for the fans out there that'll be at the championships, some details for you. This is going to be held just a couple of blocks from Rosenblatt Stadium at Goldberg's 2, 3:30 to 5:30, which gives you plenty of time then to stroll out over and get in for the 6:05 first pitch. Provides fans a spot near the action. Limited open bar. Now, I know that Daddy saw that right away and became very excited. Also a food menu that includes your typical tailgate items. There is a $45 per person charge, but there's so much to go along with it. That's just scratching the surface of what's going to be going on at the NCAA fan experience. Now, Damani, people just they just have to show up the day of the championships?
They do. You can pay at the door, $45 per person, or if you want to reserve your spot, you can do that online at ncaa.com/MCWS packages. So either way, but we plan on making room for whoever wants to come by and have a good time before the games next week.
Now, of course, the event is hosted with Prime Sport, the official ticket and hospitality package provider for the Men's College World Series. I start there. There are so many more folks or corporations or businesses that are coming on board as the College World Series gets bigger, and obviously that's one of the reasons it is getting bigger.
It is, and Prime Sport is a great company to partner with. They do a lot of these events with a lot of different sports properties, not just the NCAA, but also Men's Final Four and other events throughout the year. They're very professional. They really first-class event, and that's why we decided to partner with them, because we know they're going to provide a great experience for the fans.
Damani, I want to get back to the baseball tournament and maybe the format of it a little bit. Have you looked at going back to maybe the old format of cross-bracketing? When this format was set up, it was for the one championship game on Saturday. Since that has changed, have you thought about going back to the old way so teams don't have to play one another two and even three times?
You know, that's a change that happened several years ago, and quite honestly, we ask our coaches about that every year, every summer in the fall after the series, and the vast majority of them are really pleased with it. Yes, it does mean the possibility of playing one to two more games at the end of the series, but there was so much concern before that a team could work its way through the bracket, be undefeated, face a team that's already lost one game, and that undefeated team would lose its championship game and then all of a sudden would be out of the tournament. And folks really didn't think that was fair. And baseball is about a series. Baseball is not a one-off event like football. It's about pitchers and your staff and your full squad. So playing more than one game is traditional baseball, and that's also fair for both teams.
Damani Leach, the Associate Director for Baseball at the NCAA, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And obviously, for those of us who have been college baseball fans long enough to remember the first go-around with ESPN, true cross-bracket, true double elimination, then we went to the format for CBS. And I guess, Damani, some of the folks might have thought, now that CBS doesn't televise the championship and ESPN does, there was more flexibility. But the change that was made was to go to the best two out of three format. And it seems like a lot of people do like the 2 out of 3 championship.
They do. I mean, as I said, our coaches like it. Our team seem to like it. We talk with ESPN when we're here daily about different things we can tweak related to the series. And then after the series, we talk more broadly. We're always sharing ideas. And, you know, they've been partners of the NCAA for so long, over 20 years now, and they're really committed to this event. They put a lot of resources in it, and they want to see it succeed just as much as we do. So we're generally on the same page with that goal and trying to figure out how we can continue to grow the event.
Now, Damani, everybody here loves the College World Series, and we promote the College World Series really second to none. I believe we had 6 out of the 8 coaches leading up to the College World Series. The one complaint people say about it is the games are too long. It's 1-to-1, and there's 3 hours and 50 minutes. Is there anything you can do to speed it up?
Oh, boy.
Well, Danny,
we hear those issues as well. And on some nights, depending on how long the game is going, we share in that sentiment. And it's something we continue to talk about. What you don't want to do is anything drastic that significantly changes the fabric of the game and the nature of the sport. I mean, it's not a timed game. There is no clock, and that's part of what makes it a beautiful game. But to your point, to the point of so many other fans, we do continue to think about ways that we can improve what we call the pace of the play. Not necessarily the length of the game, because some of that you can't control. We do look for ways to improve the pace of play, and some of that has to do with our television breaks and how long the commercial breaks are. But there's a lot of smaller things that go on in and around the game. We have a group of umpire coordinators who help us monitor the pace of play, and they're down there with a stopwatch in the front row timing every little bit and piece of information related to the game. So not just the breaks, but how long it takes to bring a new pitcher in, how long it takes for a coach to get to the mound for a conference with his players, all of those little things we're collecting data on. And this summer, we did it last summer, and this summer again, we'll look at that information. This particular year, we made it really just a point of emphasis for the teams and the umpires to try and manage it. And then after this series, we'll look at the data again and see how we're doing. And if we're not in an area where we need to be in terms of the pace of play, we'll consider some other changes.
A couple more questions for Damani Leach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Associate Director for Baseball for the NCAA, of course, promoting the NCAA fan experience going on before the championship games, Goldberg's 2, just a couple of blocks from the stadium, Monday, Tuesday, and if there is a Game 3 on Wednesday. First, Damani, what do you say to the fans, and this is really more maybe of an Omaha question, what do you say to the folks that still believe there are people out there that believe the NCAA forced the hand of the city of Omaha to build a new stadium? I'm not one of those people that believe that. What do you say to the folks that still believe
that? I am.
I say quite simply that's not true. We've been partners with the city of Omaha and the state of Nebraska for so long, over 6 decades now. And a large part of the reason for that is because of the initiative that the civic leaders in Omaha have taken to keep this event here. There has been little done from our end to initiate any of the discussions, whether it was doing anything to improve Rosenblatt over the years, and now in this case, building a new stadium. In each case, it was our partners in Omaha that said, we want to continue to offer a great experience for the fans and the teams, and being forward thinking, here's how we think we should approach it. So as it relates to the new stadium, it was a matter of looking at the issue from multiple angles, not just looking at what you can do for Rosenblatt, but once it got to the point where we were considering making significant investment in terms of dollars and years that the NCAA would be committed to here, we obviously had to look at more than just Rosenblatt, but also look at the concept of a new stadium. And as that began to shake out, it became clear to most, if not everybody involved, that building a new stadium was going to be the best thing for this event and for the city.
And piggybacking on that, since next year will be the final year of play at Rosenblatt Stadium, lots of Nebraska folks all over are asking and wondering what can be done to send out Rosenblatt and have some special events. I assume you guys are already planning that.
We are. We've been working on that for about a year, and we'll continue to work on that over the summer. And that's, you know what, that's really exciting for me particularly, because I love being involved in those ancillary things related to the game. It's like I said, it's more than just 9 innings of baseball. It's a cultural event. So being able to plan and be involved in some of those things are really exciting. And we do plan on doing some really special things You know, it'll be more than just fireworks next year. It's going to be really exciting. We're going to try and do as much as we can for the week and a half that we're here to give Rosenblatt Stadium the appropriate send-off.
Now you heard it here first. You two coming to the College World Series. Oh, maybe that.
it'll be a 3-week event. Damani, we'll let you get back to work there with the NCAA and bringing home the College World Series. We appreciate you joining us. And, of course, again, just a reminder, the first-ever fan experience, co-sponsored by Prime Sports, coming up Monday, Tuesday, and, if necessary, Wednesday.
Doug, I want to know who he likes. Four teams left. Who do you like, Damani?
I like whoever's going to get the game done in an exciting fashion. How about that?
Damani has post-game plans just like the rest of us, you know, from time to time. Damani Leach joins us from the NCAA. Damani, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the rest of the CWS.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. Don't forget, Paul Mineri, LSU baseball coach, is coming up here in just a couple of minutes as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, yeah, I didn't expect him to say anything different when asking him about the NCAA's hand in that. We are on differing. We differ on opinions there. The NCAA is always in a position to have whoever, and you can go to the Division II level, ask John and Peter and Rich up at UNK, all the way to 80,000, you know, to the Superdome, to any venue. The NCAA has it the way they want it, and if they don't get it the way they want it, you don't get the event. They'll go somewhere else. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's monopolizing it, and that's whatever the way it is. They're the championship event host. You do what they say. I think they wanted even more renovations to Rosenblatt. I don't think there was any doubt about that. Widening of the concession area, this, that, which I think they could have done. I think the only problem with Rosenblatt was expansion around the stadium. I still don't think it was the stadium itself. And I don't, I mean, we'll grow to love it at the new place, but it's just going to be different. It's going to be controlled by corporate and not controlled by local like it is right now at Rosenblatt. And I think that, whether that's the NCAA or the city of Omaha, I think that's what this all came down to.
But the local aspect of it was what made it so unique,
You're still going to have a local aspect, and I say this because going down to the NCAA basketball regionals, the men's regionals at the Quest Center, which is a whole different ball. You know what? People were still everywhere, Old Market, Mattress Factory, all around there enjoying it at the Quest Center. Let's face it, more people will be at the College World Series, maybe as many as 8,000 per contest at the College World Series. But it was handled. It's just that you're going to be told what to do more than be able to do what you kind of wanted to do and what you've been used to doing for some of us 5 years, some of us 15, some of us 50 at the College World Series.
I just like that little community, which it seemed to be around that stadium, having their 10 or 13 days to really shine. And I thought that was one of the really neat things, these small little bars that, you know, don't do – well, I don't know what they did for business, but it certainly wasn't a booming business, then explode that one time. You know, people make some money off of their yards, parking cars, and it's just in a community in Omaha. It's in an older, smaller house, old community.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
It's awesome.
You know, and I say this, if you can go today, and if there's games tomorrow, because next year it's going to be insane with all the people wanting to go for the last time. If you want to enjoy the real experience, I think you better go this remaining games today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and enjoy it.
Or wait for you too.
Yeah. There's a lot of people I'd pick before you too, by the way. Troutman's Quality Meats, there's a lot of folks down.
The biggest one I could come up with. Sorry, I'm not a music guy.
Yeah, well, I'm just pointing that out.
It's your birthday. Do what you want to do.
Billy Joel. Troutman's Quality Meats, why not? Tailgate at the College World Series with the very best. And, of course, it's Father's Day. What's Dad like? Meat. He likes steak. He likes jalapeno brats, Italian sausage, Andouille sausage. He likes a snack stick when he's out fishing or when he's out on the ATV, whether it's a four-wheeler, three-wheeler, you know, whatever. He's out cruising around. Maybe he's out doing some chores. Maybe he's out checking pivots. Maybe he just needs to throw something on the cab there in the truck. How about some snack sticks? Maybe some great little snacks that they have there. Maybe a cool refreshment
really
from time
good
to time.
Dad, and he needs a grill.
Come out a Green Mountain Grill, Daddy. From
Troutman. It's a new Pell Grill.
You got the whole gig on that. You're a grill master. I'm not. So
digitally controlled temperature. Digitally controlled pellet temperature. The new pellet grill. Check them out today. Troutman's Quality Meats. Try their jalapeno brats, Italian sausage, andouille. They've got all the sausages to go on that Green Mountain Grill waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Hey, T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Across from Bob's Superstore. Check them out today for Father's Day weekend.
Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, when we come back, we've got more to tell you. A lot more to tell you. Plus, Paul Mineri, head baseball coach at LSU. Stay with us on this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Do you want an ATV that works as hard as you do this summer? Then get into Kearney Yamaha today and cash in on great deals on Kearney Yamaha's 2009 550 and 700 Grizzlies. Save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. These machines are built farm tough with electronic power steering and features like fuel injection, independent rear suspension, and a reliable automatic transmission. No other ATV can match the comfort and reliability of the Yamaha Grizzly. So no matter what you're facing today, irrigating, chasing cows, or fixing fence, get the job done with a new Yamaha Grizzly. Remember, you can save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
And now a special address.
Tired of hearing about the financial bailouts?
I like to say a prayer and drink to world peace.
BICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Miller, Coors, or Bud bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Busch.
It's awesome.
Just $8.99 for 12-pack cans. Summer savings start now at BICO. With BICO's great beer prices, you won't have to worry about bailouts. We're on your way, no matter what direction you're headed this summer. Conveniently located on the web at BICOonline.com. Be a BICO buyer.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food.
Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, baby. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Breaking news. The Anavar Tractor Pull postponed. Due to rain. Now, wait a minute. Tractor pulls are in the mud, right?
No.
They're in the dirt.
That's mud racing.
Well, there's mud racing. But this is big news. Ravenna Tractor Pull postponed to September 6th due to the rain.
Well, what do you do? They've got 14 inches in some parts of Ravenna last week
and
a half.
I know. Maybe they could move it to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. They got plenty of seats. Oh, yeah, okay, so it's postponed to September 6th. We've got a tractor pull postponed to September 6th due to the rain, but everything else for Anavar 2009 is set to go. Well, now, what are you going to do tomorrow? You were going to the tractor pull.
Well, I'm thinking about doing a little landscaping, and a perfect opportunity for you if you're needing some landscaping, going on this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday. Hey, Ed Broadfoot Son and Sons Sand and Gravel holding a benefit for Tri-City Optimist Youth Hockey Association. All landscape rocks, sand, gravel, black dirt picked up at the pit are 20% off with 50% of the sale going. 50%. All delivered materials, 10% off with a portion of sale going to Tri-City Youth Optimist. They're going on. Hey, if they have trouble delivering this weekend because it is wet out at the pit as well, don't worry. All the delivery next week, if you order it this weekend, it's all going to Tri-City Optimist Youth Ice Hockey Association. For more information on this, 237-0466. Check them out this weekend.
Well, the College World Series continues with a pair of games today. And, Daddy, I've been looking at this, and I've been truly wondering, what do these teams that win do in Omaha besides enjoy the great atmosphere? And being down there this week, and, of course, the many years watching the LSU faithful, they eat. They eat well.
Well, they bring the food up. They share it with the folks. That's what makes Omaha their adopted hometown when LSU comes to College World Series. I got to wonder right out of the chute when Paul Maneri joins us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you're playing so well, 12 straight for your squad, are you glad for the days off, or are you just as soon keep playing when you're on a roll?
Well, I'm glad we don't play because that means we're in the winner's bracket and we've won two games in a row. The way it's set up is if we were continuing to play, we'd be playing these elimination games. I'd rather be in the position we're in. But it's been a good 3 days. It's given us a chance to have some nice practices, really get our mind set the right way. Obviously, it gives our pitching staff some rest. And as important as everything, like you mentioned, it gives me a chance to all of our players to get a chance to see Omaha and do some different things and really take in the whole experience of the College World Series.
Kind of all joking aside, Coach, when you do have this much time off at the most, anticipated time of the year, how much baseball do you work on? Is it just keeping everybody fresh? What do you do with all these days off?
Well, we practiced for three straight days, of course, and one day we had a little bit of a simulated scrimmage, inter-squad scrimmage, to try to simulate a real game. Got each of the hitters one at bat and had a couple of pitchers throw that hadn't seen the mound yet in Rosenblatt. So the practices have been good. They've been crisp and sharp. And I think our kids have a really great balance in their emotions right now. They feel very confident, but they're not being lackadaisical. They're not taking anything for granted. They don't seem tight. They seem pretty loose, but yet their focus is there. So right now it's kind of a coach's dream the way the kids are carrying themselves.
Paul Maneri, LSU Tigers head coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how many times since you arrived in LSU have you heard the term gorilla ball when you weren't really a part of it? Now you come back to the College World Series, hit five home runs, and that's being brought up all over the place.
Well, gorilla ball is an affectionate term down in Baton Rouge because it described several years there when they hit a lot of home runs. But as everybody that follows college baseball knows, a lot of changes have been made in the last few years regarding the bats and some other things. And so consequently, the home run totals are not nearly what they were years ago. We hit 100 last year right on the nose, and I think we're right at about that now. And I think we've hit a lot. I can't imagine what it was like hitting 188 or something that LSU once hit. But, we're just not going to live and die by the home run. I just think it'd be crazy to do that. I think people told me a story about 98 when LSU was in the winner's bracket after two games, and then the wind started to blow in, and it just kind of neutralized their offense. With speed in your lineup and the ability to handle the bat, you hope that your offense won't get neutralized at all, depending on the weather conditions. So we've tried to have good balance, and hopefully we'll continue to do so. I'm certainly not opposed to home runs hit by our team, though.
He's the head coach of the number one team in the country, LSU's Paul Maneri, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 17 innings because they were the home team against Virginia, and they've had 27 base hits. Are you surprised at the offensive production your team has been able to produce here through two games?
I wouldn't say surprised. I thought we were very capable of it, and we've had spurts all year, different games and different periods of the season where our offense has really been outstanding. We've got a pretty good lineup, 1 through 9, I think, and it's certainly hard to have everybody clicking at the same time, but when you have 6 or 7, 8 guys in your lineup have a good night, you can have a good offensive day. And if anything, our offense has been a little frustrating this year because it has been a little bit inconsistent. We've had good days, and then we've had other days where we've struggled to score. fortunately, we've pitched well and played defense, so some of those games we've still been able to manage to win. But, you know, the offense has been a little bit up and down. It would really please me if we could keep it on the upswing for about three more games as well as our pitching going well.
Coach, I want to ask you about the format of this tournament. Does it in any way take anything away when you're facing Arkansas again in that game? Would you just assume they cross-bracketed so you could see some new teams?
Well, you know, we do that in the SEC tournament. They cross-bracket at this point. And that's kind of a neat way because you get to play different teams. But quite frankly, if it means having to play the same teams, I don't care how many times you play them as long as it's in Omaha. It means you're playing for the national championship. I'd play Arkansas 20 times if they asked us to do that.
Well, let's talk about the game today. Arkansas has really been scrappy, and what a way they got to Wednesday night's win to come back from Virginia. Of course, you played them in game one. You really handled them well. Are you comfortable with the way that your team has been able to handle them the last few times you played? And I guess just tell us about today's matchup a little.
Well, we've had some success against Arkansas this year. I think we've won three of the four games. But that doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters is today's game and how our pitcher pitches and how we do against their pitcher. Nobody's going to go back in the record books and say, okay, we're going to concede this game to LSU. It just doesn't work that way. So baseball's that way. If your pitcher pitches well, you have a better chance to win, and if you hit in the clutch, you've got a better chance to win too. So today's a whole new game, and obviously we have confidence that we can play with Arkansas, but, you know, like you say, I said, every game is an entity into its own, and we're just going to go ahead out there and do the very best we can.
Coach, since you've had plenty of rest for the guys that have started the first two games, are you coming back with one of those or are you going to go with a third starter?
No, we're going to go with Anthony Renato, our number one starter. He's had, you know, 5 days of rest, and he didn't pitch very well the first game. It was his weakest outing of the year, and he's like a caged lion right now. He just wants to get back out on that mound, and I'm a big believer in getting those guys that had a tough day back out on the mound as soon as possible. So we're going to go with him, and hopefully we can win this bracket on the, you know, later on today.
Looking at that Wednesday night matchup with Virginia and Arkansas, I suppose the only thing wrong with it going 12 innings is it didn't go 15 for you.
Well, you know, it didn't break my heart that they had to use up some pitching, that's for sure. But at the same time, you know, at this point in the year, I'm sure that everybody on that Arkansas staff is going to be going to their coach saying that he's ready to pitch. And so I'm sure, you know, we're going to face some good arms and it'll be a challenge. I'm sure Arkansas is going on adrenaline right now.
Just a couple of minutes left here with LSU baseball. Coach Paul Mineri joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Arkansas today. A win puts them in the best of three finals next week at Rosenblatt Stadium. Coach, since we last spoke to you here on the show, the Major League Draft wrapped up. How are you feeling about the kids that were drafted and who may be coming back and maybe how that's affected their play? It looks like it really hasn't because Jared Mitchell has had a pretty good CWS and so have some of the other kids that have been picked.
Well, we ended up having five of our current players drafted in the Major League Draft, and then we had eight of our 13 recruits were drafted. So it'll make for a long summer for the coach, that's for sure. But, you know, I was hoping that the draft, the results of the draft would really relax Mitchell and LeMayu especially, and I think it has. I think they both played very well here. Certainly Blake Dean was a little disappointed with his draft status, but he's always going to put the team ahead of himself. You know, the other guys that were drafted, Chimp and Ochenko, I think have done well too. So I don't think they're putting any added pressure on themselves. They're just trying to have fun, and they're such team-oriented guys anyway. I didn't think it would affect them one way or the other.
Well, we talked about DJ LeMayu the first time previewing when you were coming in, but he's 6-for-10 in the College World Series. That's not a bad guy to have up top.
No, I told DJ if he gets three hits a game, I like our chances.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out of here on this last note. As I was doing a little more research, you had a little birthday party earlier this week. How'd that all go for the wife?
Well, you know, last night, I guess it's been a tradition here in the LSU program that whenever they win the first two games, the some of the donors and the fans organize a nice big dinner on Wednesday night following the Monday night game. So with one day's notice, we had 350 people in a ballroom here at the Embassy Suites last night, and it was a wonderful event. I mean, it would take me weeks to organize something like they did in one day. And it just so happened that it was my wife's birthday. So when I gave my remarks, I did tell all the folks there that I appreciated them sharing birthday dinner with my wife, 300 of our closest friends.
Well, it should be a great It should be a great baseball game. It looks like, as always, the LSU faithful having fun, and it's always, of course, a lot more fun when they're winning. Coach, we wish you the best of luck today against Dave Van Horn and the Razorbacks, and thanks again for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, guys. Good to be with you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Paul Maneri from LSU on the Doug and Daddy Show. First pitch at 1:05 this afternoon, pregame at 12:45, followed by Texas and Arizona State. I want to make this comment about we had six of the coaches on last week. We didn't have Augie Garrido on because they were a day late playing that super regional, and we had Augie on earlier this year. Pat Murphy's a tool. You know, you said that. He's the head coach at Arizona State, and you've always said that. And here's – go to NCAA.com and watch last night's press conference, the post-game press conference. You know what, Pat? The only reason the guys are in the media room is to get your quote and get in and out of there as quick as possible. They don't need your smart-ass attitude, your non-answering of the questions, your smugness. Plus, you're not even funny. You're not even funny. And then it turns into a 20-some-minute press conference that should have been eight. He's making fun of the process, and he's the problem with the process. What a tool. I will root for Texas tonight.
Which ought to doom them, by the way.
You
know, you've been so hot on picking these games, but I told you from day one, when Nebraska went to Arizona State and their four-team host, they're hosting the four-team regional, there were 12 phone calls made. And the first phone call was, I got a hold of the guy, and he said, I doubt he'll have time.
Yeah, he's a lot more swamped.
Whatever. I kept calling. No, Pat Murphy had no time. Doug said earlier before this College World Series started, did you attempt to call? I said, hell no, I didn't call them. A waste my time.
It's not a waste of time, though, if you have a little lunch today at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island and watch the U.S. Open. Catch up on all the latest Major League Baseball and everything else that's there. If it's a big game or a big sporting event, it's there for you at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. There's not a bad seat in the house. They've got lunch specials every day, not 5 days, because people don't work just 5 days. They work 7 days a week, so the Chicken Coop is open 7 days a week for you. Come on down to the Coop to cool off with a cool drink after your big softball or baseball game. Why go anywhere else? They've got great burgers, great wings, pizza, ribs, salads. If you just want an appetizer, they've got that for you as well. And, of course, just pick out your favorite numbers and play a little Keno. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Update on the U.S. Open. We head to the Dent Popper inbox and a whole lot more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment, but the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
How good is the housing market right now if you're a first-time buyer? It's like a 2-0 count with the bases loaded and no outs. Interest rates are at historic lows, and homes have become more affordable. In addition, first-time buyers can now take advantage of an $8,000 home buyer tax credit. There's no repayment required, and you must close on a home between now and November 30th to be eligible. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership is an investment in your future. For more information about the $8,000 first-time home buyer tax credit, visit housingmarketfacts.com. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney Yamaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't?
can't control? Or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness affecting the area during the day today with a chance of some scattered showers and storms with highs around 83. Northwest wind stay from 5 to 15. Back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Scott Gucheski, 3 over through 8 at the U.S. Open. Tiger Woods finished at 74 today. Phil Mickelson birdied the second hole of the day. He's hanging around at 1 under. The leader right now is at 3 under. More on that in just a moment. Mark and Minden chimes in at the Dead Popper inbox. Hey, guys, got an FYI to everyone out there that might still need a Father's Day idea. I stumbled upon a book called A Century of UNK Athletics, and it would be a great gift for anyone who might have been close to the program. I picked one up, and there are a lot of familiar faces in it. Mark and Minden. Maybe you're in a picture in the background, Daddy.
Yeah, very, very far in the background. Very, very far in the background. Good idea. Happy Father's Day, by the way, this weekend to our dads.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why you were looking at me. You're the one that gets cards in the mail. I don't know why you were looking at me. So, hey, okay. Happy Father's Day, Dad, which... By the way, bummer for my dad this year, also birthday. So happy birthday to Dad on Sunday. I haven't figured out how to stagger the cards yet, so I think I'll just give them to him at the same time.
Give him a two-pack of cards.
Something like that. Two-pack and a something.
Hey, I want to remind you, I know for a fact there's replanting going on, and I know for a fact.
They're doing it by hand, aren't they?
Some of them are. Some of them are throwing it out on top of the water, and they're going to rice in certain fields. And Dynagro's got rice, if that's the route you're going to. Call Dynagro, Dave. He'll arrange some rice to get brought up from Louisiana and Texas. Not a problem there. Roundup Ready Soybeans, simple, flexible, dependable. I believe they've got some grain sorghum available as well. 1-800-652. Talk about the Roundup WeatherMax system. Roundup Ready Soybeans, taking the complexity and worry out of soybean production. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagro seed dealer today. More acres planted to Dynagro and more acres still being planted to Dynagro this spring than ever before. And there's a reason for that, folks. 1-800-652-9298.
Oh, good Lord. Mike and Gibbon wants us to know that the Kansas City Royals will be holding numerous tryout camps around the United States. This has nothing to do with their recent back-to-back 12-5 losses to Arizona. You can go to the Royals' website. The Nebraska location for the Kansas City Royals tryout camp, Davis Park in Gibbon, Nebraska, on June 29th. Sometimes Grand Island, sometimes Kearney, sometimes Lincoln, this time Gibbon. Big event for Gibbon. You know, whatever, you can smirk. Baseball fields or baseball fields?
Well, they've done a hell of a lot of upgrades. That
you think they'll have any Jimmy Morrises show up?
I doubt it.
Since you're wearing your Tampa Bay visor today?
Well before they went to the playoffs.
No, I had nothing to do with it. I said Jimmy Morris. You have no clue.
Just read the book. Last book.
You're really talking a lot about reading lately.
We're going to have a Doug and Daddy book club.
You've been reading a lot. You just got a new dog. Should I be concerned about things?
No. Why would? Why?
I don't know. Young, vibrant, reading a lot of books and getting another dog.
Doug and Daddy Book Club is coming to you.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more right after this on ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
Well, my family can't decide on the right Father's Day gift. Mom says we should get my dad this, my older sister says he wants that, my younger sister says something else.
How about getting him the Samsung Eternity? It's a touchscreen phone with a 3-megapixel camera to take great photos. It also features AT&T mobile TV access so he can watch his favorite shows, AT&T Navigator, and 3G network high-speed data access.
Whoa. That's even better than a tie.
This Father's Day, show Dad how much you care. Pick up a Samsung Eternity from AT&T at Radio Shack.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find all BF Goodrich and Michelin tires on sale. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy a set of Michelin tires, you'll get free mounting, wheel balance, and road hazard via mail-in rebate, a $56 value. Drive-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because this offer ends June 27th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Attention UNK students and military personnel. You can now golf at Prairie Hills for only $20. This includes 18 holes plus a cart. Golfers come out on Mondays for half price specials. 18 holes and a cart for $25. Everyone is welcome to sign up for the first annual Prairie Hills 4-person scramble on June 27th and 28th. This 2-day tournament features cash prizes totaling over $14,000. Dinner catered by the Alley Rose with a Calcutta to follow on the 27th. Registration is due by June 26th. Go to prairiehillsgolf.com for more.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness affecting the area during the day today with a chance of some scattered showers and storms with highs around 83. Northwest winds stay from 5 to 15. Back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the ESPN Golf Challenge brought to you by Roy's Grand Island Dodge and Bud Light, August 13th and 14th at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. This is a new and, we hope, unique little format and tournament for four-person teams in the area using a two-net best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. You will find all the information about our golf tournament coming up August 13th and 14th. You pick the time either day to play at Indian Head, so get in early and you will have the tee time that you want before we get all filled up as the time moves along. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Just starting to get the word out. But I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Your golf course, your business could have bragging rights for the best. And, of course, the winner, an exclusive interview here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, money can't buy that. You know, yeah, you might win $1 million-plus for the U.S. Open, but second place doesn't get a trophy. First place gets the trophy. First place here gets the interview. And an update on the leaderboard from the U.S. Open. Two under right now, David Toms, Anthony Kim, Hanson, O'Hare, Fisher, Rocco Mediate just got to 2-under, and Mike Ware all early on. It looks like these guys that didn't have to play yesterday or first thing this morning are getting a little bit better conditions out there and shooting a little better. In the clubhouse at 1-under, Graham McDowell and the amateur Drew Weaver, of course, so much was made of him at the Masters. Virginia Tech kid shot 69 today.
Nicknamed Dream.
And again, again, I don't even want to go into why Chris Berman shouldn't even be allowed on the air at the U.S. Open, all right? I love Chris Berman at football. I love what he does. It just doesn't mix. It doesn't mix. It doesn't mix. Doesn't,
come on.
Doesn't mix. Doesn't mix.
Have a little fun out there.
Okay.
I got to go to the Dan Popper inbox.
It seems like they try to have fun. But yet, you can always tell that the it's golf. We don't want you to have fun, so it's kind of murky. It's like
I'm waiting to hear this is ground control to David Toms. That's always clever this time of year.
I thought we weren't celebrating my birthday till later today. You've been drinking. Let's go.
Number two fan hits the airwaves with this email. Brought to you by the Dent Pop Rematch. Roses are red, violets are blue. Vegas would not take the odds that you would make it to 42. Merry birthday, Doug Duda. Sports! That from number two fan. Still love the show.
So. Outstanding. Well, we'll try and make it to Monday. I don't know what we'll do on the show except preview the College World Series championship. We will have two teams in. Daddy, will it be LSU and Texas?
Yes, it will be. They're the two teams that got to lose twice. They're not going to lose twice. The pitching's too strong. Both of those teams advance.
I agree LSU, and now I hope Texas. So, which is sad to say. And then I hope LSU wins the national championship. Why not? We want to thank Paul Benary, head baseball coach at LSU, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy show today. Also to Damani Leach with the NCAA Associate Director of Baseball, talking about the CWS and the fan experience that we'll touch on more next week as well here on the Doug and Daddy show. I want to thank all the fine folks who emailed, called the show, all the folks who have sent birthday wishes today. To Drews and Carrie for the beautiful cake. That's very nice. Very nice cake. Very tasty, too, already. And to the clowns here at the station. Hope to see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
42 kisses coming for you.
Will Tiger be on the front page of the leaderboard Sunday?
Yes, he will be. Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you on Monday, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.